worker.
Stop all military operations in Rafah now. The order is legally binding, but the International Court of Justice has no way of enforcing it, or indeed the other two orders issued to Israel this year over its handling of the Gaza offensive. Israel has already said it will not rein in operations it calls necessary to its self-defense. But the ruling further ratchets up international pressure on Israel and on its chief ally, the United States.
The court's announcement comes hours after Israel revealed it had recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th. The BBC's Jan Johnson.
In the last week or so, we've seen military units go back into Jabalia and other areas of northern Gaza to deal with Hamas fighters who've re-emerged there. We know more Palestinian civilians have been caught up in that fighting.
Here in the U.S., memorial services planned in Uvalde, Texas, where an 18-year-old shot up Robb Elementary School 2 years ago today. 19 students and two teachers were killed. Responding officers waited 77 minutes to take down the gunman. Other states are beginning to feel the effects of Florida's new abortion restrictions. CBS's Jim Crisula.
East Coast clinics have seen a big increase in patients since a law banning most abortions in Florida went into effect May 1st. Wait times for abortion appointments have increased at about 30% of clinics in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Those are the areas closest to Florida where abortion remains legal after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
The TSA expects massive crowds at the airports this Friday before Memorial Day. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The TSA feels it has the staffing in place to move about 3 million people through the checkpoints in a day if they need to, and that would be an all-time record.
KCBS's Matt Bigler's at the airport in San Francisco.
At its peak, the line for security screening wrapped through the baggage claim and outside the terminal here. DJ Richardson was flying to L.A. to visit family.
Did you think it would be this busy?
No, not this busy, though. So I guess that's a good thing for the airlines.
This could be the busiest Memorial Day travel season in 20 years.
Netflix going to new length to protect a star after a reporter in Mexico asked. Jennifer Lopez shooting back at speculation her marriage to Mr. Affleck's on the rocks.
You know better than that.
Studio behind her new movie, Atlas, has issued a warning to fans. Don't with J-Lo. This is CBS News.
A 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet is just $1,650 at cleanorigin.com. Use code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 1 o'clock for Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. It's part of a couple of rounds of storms expected today. Racine fire crews quickly put out an early morning porch fire on Lorraine Avenue with no reported injuries. Parents in western Kenosha County had a brief school scare yesterday when a reported gun incident prompted a bus search that found nothing. An investigation continues. Robert Botch has been named as the new Mount Pleasant police chief. He'll start next month. Former chief Matt Sowens retired. There are a couple of dozen Memorial Day observances throughout Kenosha and Racine counties. A parade in Racine starts Monday at 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Giannis with a message to fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Boston. After learning he was named to the All-NBA first team for a sixth year in a row, Giannis Antetokounmpo posted a message to Bucks fans thanking them for their support and promising we will get back to where we belong. It's been 3 years since the Bucks won the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox opening a weekend series at Fenway Park tonight. Milwaukee still hanging on to first place in the NL Central, 2 games ahead of the Cubs. NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Christian Watson says he learned from a specialist in Madison that he has one leg stronger than the other, which in part explains the numerous hamstring injuries to his right leg.
It's honestly hard to explain. I kind of just, asked at the end of it, what do I got to do? And they, told me things I can do to help. All the biomechanics of the lower half of the body, just kind of going through that, seeing where the deficiencies are at.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports from Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
Cloudy today with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees.
waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing heavy downpours of a half an inch of rainfall, and some could be severe, packing gusty winds and some hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
Drum. lot longer if you live without me.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
And it's bad, Leroy Brown, the baddest man.
WRJN local news and timeless hits right here. And as Tom Hanks said in that really great movie, A League of Her Own, it's starting to get a bit interesting here. WRJN local news, timeless hits, weather. And it looks like we're going to get two rounds of weather today in Racine and Kenosha. We've got a severe thunderstorm watch until one for Racine, Kenosha, and southeastern Wisconsin. So we're going to keep you updated on that. I know way in Freeport right now, I know they've got tornado warnings, so it's kind of hard to say what's coming, but we're here and we're going to keep you updated on that. Otherwise, perfect day tomorrow, 69, showers and storms for Sunday, showers and storms for Monday, or at least a good chance of it. So, you know, it is summer in Racine.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you an annoying know-it-all? Answering questions no one asked of you? Do people often ask you, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts specifically trained to help match you with the right mattress, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
You ask me if time when I grow tired of you. Never mind, love. that my whole life depends on you. Never mind, love.
let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
Gary and the Pacemakers. Or is it Jerry? Oh, my goodness. I'm on vacation brain, and I've got to get it out of there on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber, and as I was all prepared for all the things we're going to do today on the show, and stupid weather, but it really, it's something you need to be concerned about here. Severe thunderstorm watch, and that's going to go on till 1. It looks like we're going to get a couple of rounds of weather, as a matter of fact. But the one that's coming now, showers and thunderstorms quite possible, and some could be a little on the severe side. So we've got it till 1 p.m. for Racine, Kenosha, and southeastern Wisconsin. Mostly sunny right now. And 66 degrees, but look outdoors, it's starting to change, so just be weather aware today.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $48 million worth of new building projects in Wisconsin just got the green light. The State Building Commission approved the funding yesterday. The money will go from everything from an addition to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Campus in Wauwatosa to an equipment storage building for the Department of Natural Resources. Black voters may very well decide the winner of this year's election, but black vote organizers admit they're fighting an enthusiasm gap this year. This could be due to any number of reasons.
You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics.
Ashley C.J. Daniels is with a nonprofit called Black Girls Vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Parents in western Kenosha County had a brief school scare yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says they responded to an incident possibly involving a weapon at Westosha Central High School. It came after a report of a student in possession of a gun. The student singled out was on a bus, which was diverted and searched. Nothing was found. The investigation is ongoing, and investigators say there was never any direct threat made against other students. There's a new Mount Pleasant chief. Robert Bosch has been appointed as the new police chief for the village of Mount Pleasant, with his first official day set for next month. Bosch brings a lot of experience to the role, having served in various law enforcement capacities for over three decades. He's held positions at local police departments and spent 22 years in the Milwaukee FBI office. Former police chief Matt Sowens retired earlier this month. Kringle, of course, was consumed with some dignitaries in the area this week. Mayor Corey Mason joined Governor Tony Evers, State Representatives Greta Neubauer and Todd Onstad at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine. They were here to celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week. The group was hosted by the business owners, who shared tips on making the state's official pastry. The visit was meant to highlight the importance of supporting local businesses and tourism in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Cloudy today with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees. Waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing heavy downpours of a half an inch of rainfall, and some could be severe, packing gusty winds and some hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave.
Bob, you got me rocking in a
Hits WRJN with a king. Send this one out to Bob. Happy 22 years, honey.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help.
JN Local News, Timeless Hits, and weather for now. A severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Rock, northwestern Walworth, western Waukesha, and southern Jefferson, and that expires in about 30 minutes. Otherwise, the rest of us have a severe thunderstorm watch for right now till 1, and then later maybe we'll have other showers and thunderstorms. Looks like a good possibility for later tonight, but for now we're under a watch. But of course, those other counties I just mentioned, they are under a severe thunderstorm warning.
Eyes meet mine, and lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. You're a woman. Have you got cheating on your mind?
I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
local news. Timeless hits, they're back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Guess who's back, back, back. All right, so I'm Cindy Huber, keeping an eye on the weather for you, and right now pretty much the same for a little bit. Where we do have for our area, we're seeing Kenosha and southeastern Wisconsin. We are looking right now at a severe thunderstorm watch, so that's till 1. And there are places in our area near us that do have a severe thunderstorm warning, so I'll keep you updated as the weather changes today.
this Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
You're near. You stopped at my urgent bed. Bring that need in
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN and the Brewers. Tonight, game show at 5:30 right here on WRJN.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
News on the hour.